Good.
No, listening to that beautiful song about love, we reminded about love being, I think, the greatest healing force in the universe. And this morning, what I wanted to talk about is an aspect of love. And I'd like to think upon the power of forgiveness and how forgiveness operates for us as an agent of freedom, wealth, and advancement. In metaphysics, and I know we're all metaphysicians here, or otherwise we wouldn't be here, we believe that each and every experience comes to bless us, to strengthen and to increase the good in our lives. That regardless of appearances or opinions or judgments we might have about that experience, there is really only God at the center of every experience. And when we have arrived at the point where we come in touch with this truth, that situation will right itself, dissolve, and move on, leaving no trace, leaving only its blessings in its wake. The spiritually minded understand that the intelligence within us always works for us, and always draws that which we need right then and there for our highest evolvement and greatest emancipation. And that a condition will often repeat itself in different ways and guises until we have come to a state of non-resistance, harmony, balance, and perfect peace with it. Until we finally, fully forgive it and release it. So if there is any situation in your life, any challenge which has seemed to persist or seems to repeat itself in different ways, whether that be financial, relationship, or otherwise, instead of wrestling with it, struggling with it, struggling against it, trying to change it, trying to escape it, look it squarely in the face, as Daniel in the lion's den, or David and Goliath, and proclaim this situation a great blessing, divine and perfect, empowered to enrich your life in every aspect. And by the power of your forgiveness, you shall be like the alchemists of old, changing your experiences to gold, transforming all by means of the alchemy of consciousness and divine thought. By naming everything good, you evoke your now source of prosperity. So by means of complete forgiveness, we are blessed at every point, and those situations which have plagued us reverse their effects and come forth as the greatest blessings of our lives. There is no longer anything to resist, therefore nothing negative to persist, when we have turned the other cheek. In other words, turned away from the appearances and recognized only God at the center. So I promise that you will find that each time you forgive or give up the negative idea about a situation, a new good appears. It's automatic. So relish your opportunities to forgive others, yourselves, and all conditions whatsoever, for your wealth awaits your release. So let us take a moment and go within now to that perfect point we're within, where the great flame of consciousness burns eternally radiant, bright, free, and filled with love. Let us view and recognize now the divinity in our every experience, and say to ourselves, God in me sees only the God within you. The great power of transcendence makes me healthy, wealthy, wise, joyous, fulfilled, and free. say with me, if you will, I now fully forgive and let go.
I now fully forgive and let go.
And I am empowered.
And I am empowered.
Enriched.
Enriched.
And blessed completely.
And blessed completely.
At every point of my life.
At every point.